It's possible that Antonio Tony Piero could be mistaken for another senior citizen. In the winter, he shovels snow. In the spring, he walks in the woods. And in the fall, he rakes leaves. But Tony Piero is not just another aging American. On February 15th, he turned 110. Besides being one of the oldest people on Earth, he is also one of the last remaining World War I veterans. At 5 foot, 120 pounds, Piero attributes his longevity to good genes. His parents live past 90, a grandfather lived to be 103, and his younger brother is 97. These days, Piero spends most of his time thinking about the decisions he's made in life and concludes that life is a struggle between good and evil.
Is that all up to you to do what you want in life? There are pleasant things to do and there are terrible things not to do.
Piero was born on a vineyard in Italy in 1896. In 1914, he moved to Boston.
Yeah, I was born in Italy. And then I came to the United States when I was young. And it was so strange to me, the language. I had to change. Yeah, that was a mess. You had to change the language. And I had to go to school. So eventually, I picked it up. When you do things when you have to. I had to. I was in a strange country, strange language, and I had to learn the way other people live.
In 1917, Piero joined the army and returned to Europe to fight in several important World War I battles. In 1920, he married, and over the years, he was a shoemaker, an auto body manager, and a sheet metal worker for General Electric. He retired in 1961, and following the death of his wife in 1967, he continued to live in his house in Marblehead. For the last 10 years, he has lived with his brother Nicholas.
He's got another 5 years, the way I see it. Now, when he came here 10 years ago, I said he's going to live to be 110. See? I'm saying now he's got another 5 years. Yeah. Take a look at him. He goes up and down the stairs like no problem.
Richard Piero calls his 110-year-old uncle a perfectionist who has always had a thirst to learn.
He was, as my father said, a perfectionist. I remember he had all his cars were pristine and they were perfectly clean and shining all the time. And the way he dressed was always very meticulous and neat, and I guess at work at the GE, they used to call him the Duke because he always came in with a suit on, and then he'd change into his work outfit, and then when he left, before he left, then he changed back into his suit.
When Piero talked about turning 110 and his birthday, he shared his guiding philosophy in life, do the right thing.
My birthday.
Yeah.
It's just another day. You just say to yourself, gee, I did so many wrong things. I better straighten it out. You're trying to better your life by thinking of ways of doing things. So you try not to do things that make you sour. Try to think of the nice, pleasant things to do. Something to make you laugh. But it's important. You do the things the honest way, and you get out in the open with a clear conscience. See, when I do things wrong, when I realize what it is, I feel sorry about myself, not knowing it before. So, think of the good things that you can do, not the wrong things that you don't want to do.
This is staff reporter Stephen Rosenberg for the Boston Globe.